With Andrew, with a lack of communication, he and I have a terrific understanding between us. It is very, very draining. And trying to be on his wavelength the whole time is really difficult. He has a very clever way of putting words together, but sometimes if you're not on the right wavelength, you don't totally understand and there can be fireworks. So you've got to be 100% alert. If you go to the GP, the GP will usually say, well, what do you think is wrong? And the responsibility and the onus is really quite considerable and great. But I've got every sympathy with them because the level of communication is really, really difficult. And I say, well, one of the reasons I've come here is to ensure I'm not missing something and I really need you to look at it. Once a person is 18, there is no ongoing medical specialist advice, especially for something like cerebral palsy. There might be some for some other conditions, but we've had no professional overseeing Andrew. And in fairness to the social worker who took over from Kath, she was the first person who said you can have a wheelchair assessment. So in fairness, some good came out of it. And the wheelchair people have been absolutely brilliant. But now they are saying they're really worried because Andrew's head is down on his chest. And is likely to get further down, so it's going to cause more breathing and eating difficulties. And we've been watching it visibly deteriorate, even since they pointed it out. But about a year ago, I asked the GP for a referral for physio. And the physio wrote back saying, because it is not a skeletal problem, we cannot give physio. If you can explain to me how spondylitis, head coming down to your chest, foot going over, so the bone joints are being really quite badly damaged, is not skeletal in any way, I would be very grateful. But if Andrew had had ongoing physio, I think a lot of these problems would have been preempted. The hamstrings behind his legs are so tense and tight, he really can't straighten his legs. So even at night time, they have to be bent. It's an ongoing battle. He's recently complained of toothache, so we've had to have a new referral back to Guy's Hospital, and we're still waiting for that to happen. Everything is just one ongoing fight.